Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Hey guys,
hey.
We're back!
Back and better than ever.
After popular demand.
Welcome to the first official season of the High Priestess Podcast.
Exactly, the pilot season. A
stunning
roaring success.
It's long gone.
So we're so excited to be coming back, and we're coming back with a strong topic.
Oh, I love this so much.
Oh, I love this. I'm glad to be back in a room with you.
Oh, I love it. I can't wait to hear what you've got to say.
Me neither. We're back. We're
you
in.
Can't wait to hear what you've got to say.
No, I can't. I can't wait to say it. No, I can't wait to hear what you've got to say. Oh, I'm so excited.
Same. So today, I mean, as if you didn't read it already, we're going to be talking about overthinking.
Uh-huh. And how we're overthinking our overthinking our
overthinking. Overthinking.
It's just an endless spiral.
Chances are, if you're listening to this podcast, you've overthought
yeah.
at some point.
I also always speak to people about many things.
Mm.
And I feel like many people...
Who will not be named.
Who will not be named, but honestly, this is so many people.
Yeah.
All identify as an overthinker. So 100%. Many people have gone, oh, I'm just such an overthinker.
Like, that's their only personality trait.
It's not.
I'm an overthinker. It's like, yeah, we all are.
It's like, it's not an identity
that's
to think.
It's kind of what it means to be between the ages of, like, 10 to 35 in 2020.
Literally, it's like, everyone thinks. And if you're saying you overthink, you're calling yourself smart. Cocky.
You think more than the average, don't you?
How many thoughts an hour, on average?
Well, let's crack into it then. We're currently dancing along to our intro music.
I love our intro music. If you guys thought we'd change it for the first official season.
You were wrong.
You were so wrong.
I feel like you're not going to know. You know the Michael Jackson meme of, I love this song.
I don't get
it. It's really good.
If you can know memes like Erin, something about Michael Jackson saying, I love the song.
He goes, I love this song, and his arm is up. Anyway, I love this song.
I wish I got it. Also, are you guys loving the new look, the new podcast
God, I
logo?
Hope you're loving the new look. We're God. Loving the new look, if you're not.
Yeah, I feel like you see us now. Like,
yeah.
It's not just a red little box.
I feel seen.
I feel seen, I feel heard, I feel like...
I feel understood.
Identified with. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's scary. That's us.
Yeah,
in cartoon
it's us,
form.
It's us in
a lovely night sky. We're soaring, flying.
We're walking through the air.
There isn't a star in heaven that
we can't
reach.
Okay, can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
What do you overthink about most?
Oh my God.
Oh, you thought this was a podcast? It's a therapy session, actually?
Yeah, it is.
I'm charging you by the hour.
Very good. I feel like I overthink about my outfit. Like, as soon as I've made a decision, I'm like, fuck, bad decision.
Looks.
Mm-hmm. Kind of, it's almost in hindsight, I overthink about things I've said, things I could do, how I could have been better in that specific situation. I always say that if I am picking out a specific moment or a phrase, then I'm overthinking. If it's
right.
like a general vibe of something, you're not really maybe overthinking it. If it's a specific thing that you've hooked onto, a specific literal
example
that someone gave you.
Like a pair of jeans.
Yeah, you're reading it. Like, don't do it.
Or like a word that someone said.
Yeah, if you're analysing a sentence, if you're going through syntax,
if someone said your hair looks good today
structure.
Rather than you look nice, and you're like, what, did the rest of me not look good? Yeah, you're overthinking.
Overthinking. What about you?
Well, I was going to say, I feel like it's funny that we overthink our looks and like things like that. It's almost always, correct me if I'm wrong, because I don't think it's always, but almost always, we're overthinking only when it's about us. We overthink personal things. And then even if we are overthinking somebody else, we're normally overthinking the way that they are interacting or impacting on us.
Yeah, because you don't really have the same lens. Like, the depth of your, like, microscope on everyone else isn't as big as it is on
100%.
You.
Yeah, I'm not,
like, you've
I'm
got
not
big,
overthinking
fat
your
lenses.
Outfit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, I just think, great outfit.
Big fat lens. haven't got my glasses on. Because I'd be overthinking it.
He's like, shit, we should talk about my glasses.
Big, fat lenses.
No, but I'm thinking that you almost don't analyse yourself.
I think we're selfish.
Yeah, fully. You only really give a shit about how you look.
Yeah.
So I'm not, when my friend says, oh, is my outfit okay?
You're like, yeah, of course you look fine. Anyway,
back to me.
Out the door we go. We're late.
Yeah. Honestly.
Yeah.
This is my day.
Yeah.
It's weird, isn't it?
Yeah. And it's also such a feminine.
Yeah. Do we think boys have it?
I think boys do overthink. I mean, I know they do, obviously.
Yeah.
But I think it's so a feminine thing to dwell because there's so much, I think there's such a pressure on like the feminine
mm-hmm.
and so much needs to be, or we feel that so much needs to be like, you know, sustained.
Almost like proven.
Exactly, yeah.
There's also this thing, it's like the what if cycle, and we made a post about this.
We did, yeah.
And women have a tendency to, when a relationship ends, more likely than not, the woman that is overthinking, women ask themselves more, what if I changed this, what if I did this, yeah. than men do.
I wonder and what he meant when he said that, and now I can't ask him because...
Or like, what if I just didn't go that time? What if I just lost some weight, and then would I... It's like, men just accept as fact. That happened, I behaved perfectly, and this is the outcome, rather than women who kind of go
I
into
think
the...
women are a bit more multifaceted, though, than men, because, and maybe I'm just fucking rude.
We are rude. Like, no, I'm happy to be rude.
Yeah, me too. And my friend said the other day about her own like partner, but you know, whatever. She said, but he's just a bit one-dimensional because he's just a boy. Boys are, I think if you are between the ages of like 15 to 35 or whatever I just said, and you have been romantically involved with a boy of a similar age to you, I mean, obviously they're way more immature, that's a whole different podcast, let's not even go into that, but they look at the world in a different way because the world will always find a way to work out for them, whereas for women you have to shift things over and move mountains to make the world work out for you, so you understand things at so many different lenses all at once.
It just out interest what was his one dimension, like what dimension did he have?
She came to him with like a complex like emotional issue and he was basically just like, yeah, I'll be fine. Do you know what I mean? Like one of those that kind of, well, you know, you've done your bit and that's it, like very much like not understanding the complexity of
the nuance. Exactly, that is so gutting. I honestly would die.
But I do think boys are more one-dimensional than men. I mean, well, yeah, I guess.
Boys are the men,
But boys are more one-dimensional than women, typically, I think.
Yeah, I love it.
Because I think in order for a woman to thrive and even survive, you have to adapt to it. It's survival of the fittest. You have to be more...
More of everything.
More of everything.
Literally more.
Whereas men can kind of scrape by with the bare minimum and you'll be all right.
Yeah. I spoke about it in a podcast that's coming up soon.
I was going to say, with who? I'm doing another podcast with
I'm actually doing... I've got my fingers in a lot of pies.
Solo venture.
I'm actually branching out alone. But on a podcast that's coming out soon about my friend who was like on a dating app and she was like, this guy is so great. He didn't even say anything creepy. And it's like,
the bar is not good enough.
Yeah, that's what you said. That was your response to the other one. It's literally like, God, that is so nothing. Mm. And it's honestly just stayed in my mind as like, God, boys actually don't have to do anything for us to celebrate them. They can literally just walk down the street and we're like, my God, they didn't attack me.
Oh my God, he doesn't walk around with his hands in his...
awful. Me and my friend went to this pub the other day. Went to this awful, awful pub. The mat, yeah, it was really horrific. We spent £40. It was a big...
Oh God.
Yeah, I don't know what we were doing.
Big night out.
No, it was in the day. It was the middle of the day. It was bizarre.
Big day out.
Honestly, big day out.
Field trip.
Completely weird day. The guy that was serving us had his hands in his pants, and my friend saw him, and the man went, sorry. Like, that's all.
But even then, I'm like, listen, at least he apologised. Give him a break, all right? Cut some slack.
He acknowledged his fault. He's self-aware, at least.
Exactly.
That's how low the bar is.
100%. I always think as well, this is kind of about memories. I've definitely said it to you before. It's like one of my little things that I come up with doesn't make any sense. But to me, this is how it works in my mind. Where, say, for example, I said something fucking horrible to you.
Mm-hmm.
God, that would be so mean.
I would cry.
I would cry. But say I said something horrible. For example, I said big fat lenses or something.
I'm wearing big fat lenses.
I said you had big fat lenses on.
Yeah, no.
So which you don't.
I don't even wear glasses.
You don't wear glasses.
Makes no sense.
I'm kind of projecting because I wear glasses.
Erin wears glasses and just a bit triggered.
I actually wear contacts. I just want to make that clear, I don't wear glasses.
Why do you not want to wear glasses? That's kind of your look, though, glasses.
Don't say that. You're cutting that out.
No, I'm not.
There is no way that's making it onto the first season.
That is.
No, that's not my look.
It definitely was in the beginning of third year.
Beginning of third year, yeah, because I couldn't see. I didn't have any contacts. But now I'm a changed woman.
What's wrong with glasses?
Nothing's wrong with glasses for other people, but they just, honestly, it was not my vibe.
Okay, that's so
it actually wrong. Even weighs down on my, like, conscience a bit that I, like, I actually walked around wearing it. Anyway.
Well, I think also we're doing a podcast at some point on, like, fashion and style, like, how that plays into identity. And that's interesting.
To be fair, my glasses, they were nice.
Yeah, I love them. Big fat lenses.
They're literally what they are. So if I said to you, you big fat lenses or something, and you thought, God, that really upset me, I could then in the same day be like, you look amazing today, by the way. Mm-hmm. But that is long gone.
Quite manipulative relationship. Yeah.
I'm, like, obviously a psychopath.
Like, I'm honestly being abused.
Don't know which way to turn.
Yeah, I don't know who to believe.
So I say something nice to you, and I also say something horrible to you. What are you going to hold on to? Obviously, the negative thought. And I think memories and words and compliments and things like that, it's like a gift card.
Do you remember me saying this to you? Yes.
Do you really?
It rings a bell. I don't remember what you're going to say, but I remember the word gift card.
To me, it's like a gift card. Say I got you a Body Shop gift card for £20.
Thank you.
I haven't. If you don't use that for, 18 months, you don't scan it, it just expires. Money wasted, never to be seen again. No body butter for you, done and dusted, like it never happened.
Yeah.
You have it sitting in your purse, and 7 months later you go, oh, I'm actually gonna see how much is left on this gift card. They scan it, £20 left. Oh, amazing, I haven't even touched it. Great. And now it will last me another 18 months or whatever from the day that you first scanned it.
Mm-hmm.
You have a gift card for £20. If you don't touch it, within 18 months it will expire. Say you touch it after 7 months, now you've got another 18 months from that day. Okay. So it's like you've completely renewed it.
Yeah. Do you have that?
In that Body Shop you used to, yeah.
Okay, nice. Erin used to work at Body Shop.
Just, you know, a little secret.
Nice.
So now you've extended the shelf life, essentially, of that gift card.
Mm.
Memories, I think, and, you know, like, negative thoughts about yourself, etc., etc. You go home that day and you think, oh, big fat lenses. Can't believe she said that about me, blah, 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 whatever. And maybe the shelf life of that memory or that thought would be, like, 2 years. Then you think about it again the next day. So now you've got another 2 years from that day. Then you forget about it for a while. Then 3 months later, you think, oh my God, remember that time, big fat lenses.
You look at your glasses
now
again.
Exactly, the memory haunts you. Now you've got 2 years from that day. And every time you think of it, you're renewing and you're extending the shelf life of that.
But it's even almost worse because every time you think about a memory, it gets slightly more unreliable.
You just
might say big, fat, stupid lenses. Exactly. Like you're adding a bit every time.
Yeah, 2 years later, it's like, I fucking hate your stupid glasses, you cunt.
Every time you those glasses, I just feel sick. By the end, 5 years later, it's nuts.
And we're not
like,
friends.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Memory is crazy.
And I think, obviously, then, in the same way that it's now 2 years later and you're still thinking about big fat lenses, you can't remember that I said to you, you look really nice today.
Oh, there's no way.
Because anything positive kind of just, anything neutral positive just washes over you. Your brain doesn't need it. But your brain, I feel like, senses the pain or the threat of, like, insults and it holds onto it because it's like, right, we need to adapt. How do I get away with this?
We've evolved like that, but 100% it's for survival of the fittest.
Exactly.
It's literally like, okay, Darwinism. It's like, okay, well, I'm wearing big fat lenses. I'm not going to find a mate with those. Get rid of the glasses.
Exactly.
And then it's like you keep changing until society says, are you fit?
Yeah.
You're going to be the leader of society, whatever we're striving to be. It's like, okay.
And you're Donald Trump. You look in the mirror and you're orange.
Donald Trump. But you know what? But if someone said to Donald Trump years ago, look at your stupid fake tan. Why have you not tanned your eyelids? That looks so weird.
Fuck. Exactly.
He might not
be
in the position he is.
Where
were his friends back then? You could have stopped us from this mess. Well, I spoke about this a bit in the body image episode, but kind of feeding on from that, I used to have I still have a notes on my phone of all the compliments that people have paid me. Not all of them, but just the ones I remember.
The ones that stick
like,
out.
When they stick, I write it down.
Because they hit like, some sort of hook.
Yeah, and it's like, okay, so you remember all the horrific things that people said about you, those play in your mind, whatever, but you never ever, you're so quick to forget them. And when I read it back, it's like, oh fuck, someone said my dress was nice. Oh, I'll wear the dress again. Rather than one time when you looked in the mirror and thought, oh, I can't wear that again.
Exactly.
It's like, like you should just give them the same amount of weight, if not more weight if you can, but at least level the playing field. And it's like they get the same amount of attention as the shit things.
And then you're extending the shelf life, I feel like, of those things, because now you know.
Well, I would have forgotten all of them.
Exactly. And I actually think that's actually a good like practice to keep up with, because now I feel like you would be more in tune to when people do compliment you. Not that you go around like looking for compliments.
No, it's the ultimate external validation. Yeah. I almost think I'm externally unvalidated the whole time.
Yeah.
So it's like, okay, I'll take some external validation when I can.
Well, it's almost like it just brings you back to reality.
Yeah.
Because often I feel like insults and like the negative shit isn't really reality. If I said to you big fat lenses, as we've discussed, it says more about me than it does about you because I hated my big fat lenses.
Well, 100%. And whilst it's like not actually great, it's not like a good idea to be getting your... Well, it's not great to be relying on other people. You should obviously have an innate sense of...
Esteem.
Self-esteem. But it's almost like if you've hooked on to everything that people are saying or like bad things you think about, the way you look, like, oh God, I fucked up that sentence, embarrassed myself in front of that guy. It's quite good. Just have a little list. I actually highly recommend this. Of stuff that some people have said, things you thought. Oh, yeah. A scroll. Get that scroll.
I think everyone's got that in their own different way. Because I used to, remember I did that with like my uni work. Any like good feedback that I got on an essay, I would just cut out all the bad shit and I would highlight the good stuff and I would save it. And I had a Word document on my laptop called like, don't be a dick, basically. Like,
love that.
Like, stop being dumb. Like, you're obviously doing all right because
you're obviously
Ian
smart.
Said that you had spunky style or
something. Oh my God. This is Erin's like biggest compliment of all time.
But it's kind of, I love that you loved it.
No, I love this. So basically, wait, you tell it. I can't really... So Erin went into office hours one day.
Big mistake.
No.
Never go to office hours.
Huge mistake. She went to office hours and it was with a really quite weird man, I think, called Ian, who'd been quite mean to her in the past.
Oh, I even can't talk. I kind of got...
You're shivering.
I'm shaken up.
And she went in and he said, I love your writing style. It's spunky, stylish.
No, this is like completely wrong.
It's wrong?
Yeah.
He said, your writing is spunky and stylish.
No, it wasn't face to face.
Oh no, he wrote it down.
It was after my dissertation, I think.
So Erin went and wrote her dissertation.
Cut to, well, there's a million ways that this could work out, but essentially, this guy, my tutor, who we had a weird, it's a love-hate relationship, like, I really admired him, thought he was really smart, but also terrified, like, don't want to be alone with you, like, you're insane, said that I had good writing or something.
No,
and we
not wrong. Good writing or something, as if we don't remember every word. It was spunky, which was hilarious.
It was like flair or something.
No, it was defo spunk, because I'm thinking, why
spunky
would you say that? Why would you say
meanwhile
that?
I'm writing like history, like essays.
He said it was spunky and stylish.
Yeah.
Which I absolutely think it's hilarious that he said the word spunk. Just because it's like, do you know what that means?
That I'm coming all over my eyes.
Like, your writing is just kind of like a bit
full
jizzy. It's like really horrendous. But it's quite nice to hear.
Well, it's something to hold on to. Then when you go into your new, you know, endeavours, the next thing that you write, you'll think, right, be extra spunky today.
It's like put some spunk
be
into it.
Be full of spunk.
Yeah.
Don't
filled
be scared.
With spunk.
Bursting.
And style. Stylish too. So when I found out we were doing this podcast topic,
found out. I let you know.
It's
formally.
Like you almost send me a letter,
invited
a Hogwarts letter saying what we're going to be studying that week, and I found out it was overthinking.
And you were happy about it?
Well, yeah, but I had to get some feedback from everyone else.
Right.
I had to get some external validation. But no, I was almost trying to get everyone's thoughts, do a survey.
Yeah.
So I said, when you think of overthinking, to my entire house, I posed this question. When you think of overthinking, what springs to mind?
Yeah.
What do you think about? Yeah. And my housemate, Jack, another Jack, so going to get a bit confusing.
Jack.
Separate Jack. I don't live with Erin's boyfriend.
Not affiliated.
I actually live with Erin's boyfriend now and lives alone. I won't move out, I refuse. Different Jack. But he said that the more empathy you have, he feels, the more overthinking you do.
God, what? Okay, that's not one-dimensional then, is it? Sorry, Jack.
Clever boy.
Yeah.
But he basically was saying that because you're not so much overthinking...
Interesting.
About, yeah, because it kind of counters what we were saying earlier of that it's mostly about yourself. It's almost like the more you can understand how your actions impacted someone else... the more you would sort of question your behaviour, it does relate back to yourself.
Yeah, but then I almost think, sorry, Jack, you're not here to defend yourself, but is it about empathy or is it saying the more, you could be super empathetic, but also very sure of yourself and not let your mind doesn't need to wander because you're self-assured.
I think
still be very...
It's almost like the understanding of your impact, though. The understanding
on others.
Yeah, on others. It definitely relates back to like how you view yourself, definitely.
Right.
But I think it's like, how did that make someone else feel? And then questioning, was I arrogant? Was I okay in that situation?
Yeah, and that's what you're overthinking. But then I think if you're self-assured, you don't need to go, was I okay in that situation? Because you're just essentially worrying. It's like a bit vapid.
Well, I also was thinking there's a huge difference between like worrying, overthinking, and like problem solving.
Right, yes, and like spending time being emotionally intelligent.
It's like, how like productive exactly. is your thought? Like if your thought is not productive. I love that. Yeah, big question. How productive is your is your thought? I'm gonna ask you it.
Honestly, it depends on the day. Yeah. Remember I said to you before, I feel like I'm like on a tightrope, and honestly it's like now it's therapy. Now I feel like with a gust of wind, honestly, just flick me. I'm either having a really good day or a really bad day, and it's all about my perception of
life.
It's just all in my head.
Oh, I get that. I think so that's my most thoughts people.
can be really productive or the worst.
Go through life feeling as if they're on a bit of a tightrope. It takes so little to push you, exactly. But that's up to us then to build that stronger foundation. Your tightrope kind of turns a bit thicker. It's like 2 centimeters wide, 5 centimeters. So you have a bit of room to play with.
Yeah, but I almost think that's like, you know, whether I'm really productive in my thought or whether I'm, you know, like hindering my progression.
Mm-hmm.
It's separate from my empathy. I'm always empathetic, but sometimes my esteem is like very much there and self-assured. And in other times I'm wavering, and that's got nothing to do with my empathy or how I see myself with others. It's a very personal, selfish thing of thinking in myself like, I cannot do this day, or like, I do not deserve this, for example.
I think that's when you're overthinking. So Jack's example, I feel, is very much based in overthinking about your behaviours, not so much overthinking about your like thought. So the overthinking we're almost talking about is like, did I choose the wrong thing? Did I choose the wrong outfit? Did I say the wrong thing? Blah, blah, blah. His is almost, when I looked at that person, did they think, it's almost like based on the perception of himself, rather than like ours is like, did I act in a way that I agree with? That's like,
so he's talking about how others perceive him, for example.
And then his fear about that, of how he impacted them.
Oh, I'm getting lost.
Yeah, he's done a whole...
Holy shit.
He's done a whole ring around us.
It's a three-man podcast now.
Yeah, bring him in. But I think he's talking about his overthinking.
Of how he's being perceived. Whereas my overthinking typically would be how I'm perceiving myself.
Yeah, it's like, do my actions align with my perception of myself? Basically,
because I actually then think it kind of works in that psychopath way of like, if you have no empathy, you're not sitting awake at night worrying about yourself and others, you're just kind of getting on
exactly
with it.
It's like
you've like got no fear. Like there's no kind of the chemicals in your brain,
it doesn't really matter what other people think about, because you're just playing them off anyway. So I heard a quote that I wrote down many times ago, many moons ago, when I heard it on a podcast, wrote my notes, because my notes are just like filled to the brim.
The place to be, apparently.
Honestly, they are. They're just, I live in my notes. And it is, you will find the evidence for what you choose to believe.
I love it.
It's so great, because it's like,
so
we create a belief about ourselves or something that happened. We create a narrative around it.
Yeah, and then you're going to make it
and
happen.
And you go back. It's like revisionist history.
So it's that. True.
It's like, you go back.
Yeah,
it's like,
find it.
I found the narrative and I'll just make it fit.
Yeah.
And you're just like, oh, but they looked at me like that and they said that thing and... Of course, that
is so true.
It's crazy.
And that happens whether you have, I think, empathy or not.
Yeah,
and I
think definitely.
What changes it the most is if you have like a very strong foundation of self-esteem or not.
Yeah, no, it's completely rooted in self-esteem, 100%. Yeah.
Because you would do it more when you've been in that cycle and it's been negative and you're finding all of the reasons why your life is shit, etc. And you're overthinking in that way, you'll carry on that narrative and you'll sustain that you'll be overthinking about overthinking about overthinking.
Yeah.
Whereas when you are secure, you haven't distorted anything. You see things what they are.
But it also works, you then find the evidence for what you choose to believe. You're choosing to believe that you are amazing.
Yeah.
So you'll find the evidence.
Yeah.
You'll say, oh, well, they all said I was amazing. Yeah. They didn't.
I've got it exactly in my notes.
Yeah. Brilliant, actually, all down, I've got it, I can quote you back.
So
like,
true.
You'll just find the evidence for what you choose to believe.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
So how do you stop that then? How do you interrupt it? As in, how do you get there first before your brain, starts to run away? How do you, get the...
How do you choose the good belief?
Yeah, how do you, interrupt that pattern and jump in first and say, no, we're not doing that today? I think it's having that in your notes.
Yeah, but I think that's part of the practice. It's like every day choosing the belief. Yeah. Even if it's you don't fully believe it that day, just still keeping that narrative alive, finding the evidence.
Do you think you can change the way you feel?
Yeah. My dad, here's another little quote. My dad always says, and I do think this is true, act your way out of a way of thinking. Don't think your way out of a way of acting.
Act your way out of a way of thinking. Don't think your way out of a way of acting. Okay, elaborate.
It's almost fake it till you make it.
I love it.
It's quote city right now.
Yeah, it really is.
But it's
can't
like...
Can't move for quotes.
Yeah, I know.
It's like, what?
Room's filled.
So, should we open a window? There's
quotes in here. Christ. So with a little
I can't breathe.
We're in 2020 Vision calendar book. Basically, if you've got 2020 Vision, our ebook,
then you're in on all our secrets.
You're in on all of our secrets. And also there's an amazing calendar and we give you a little quote every month.
Just something to think about.
Something to mull over. With a glass of mulled wine. With a muller light.
A muller light. That is hilarious.
What was it?
You were talking about your dad's quote.
So yeah, it's about faking it till you make it, really. So I think it does work. Because I have always been a big advocate for thinking your way out of a way of acting. And he's not. He's a big advocate for acting your way out of a way of thinking. I think
what
you
do
can,
you mean by this?
I think,
by these words?
Strange sentences. I think that you can change.
So you and
your
dad have different ideas of this.
Well, I could be
Or you
swayed.
Like your dad's, yeah.
I like his, but I
stand true to myself.
I do stand true to my own beliefs in that I think that, so I might be acting very bitter, being a very bitter person at the moment.
Mm.
And that's all coming from my thought process. I think you can interrupt your thoughts and change your thoughts with replace them with the ones that you like over a long extended period of time, work, therapy, blah, 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 blah.
Mm.
And then your behaviour will change because you've started to build some self-esteem.
So you're changing your way of thinking to change the way you act.
I think you're just changing your beliefs and your actions, your behaviour will follow.
Okay, but your dad
thinks he flips that all on his head. He does a big 180 flip, double back
U-turn.
So he says that don't do any of that.
Right.
Just start acting.
And then
super
you'll start
confident
thinking.
Or whatever. Just start doing all this stuff and then your beliefs will mirror your actions.
Okay, I see where you're going. I mean, I like a bit of both because I always
same,
say...
I like
I do
like
say
both.
Fake it so you make it 100% and I do,
oh,
it's worked
queen.
For me.
Yeah.
Yeah, honestly. I'm
the
queen.
Full stop. Of everything.
Well, I'm the queen, by the way.
Or
fake
it till you make it.
Yeah, 100%. It's worked for me many a time.
Yeah, it does work.
It's like almost fail safe. But I think to get to a point where you think, yeah, I'm going to fake it so you make it, you have to change the way that you're thinking.
Yeah.
Because, say for example, I don't know why I'm talking about seminars today.
This is just
get
like
over
seminar.
It. You graduated.
Like, guys, you graduated 6 months
like,
ago.
Get over it.
Sussex doesn't want you anymore. Leave. I was saying to my housemates the other day, I was like, so what was your favourite place in Brighton? It's like, I'm clearly not
honestly,
over it.
Honestly, though.
I love Brighton.
Don't even get me started. Yeah. Oh, don't get
get me started.
Then I just wanted to reminisce of the places.
Oh, don't tempt me. Like, don't get like, podcast cancelled. Let's just talk about it.
Left of the pier, one of the answers was. I was thinking, it was always more the right of the pier.
Yeah,
girl.
That's bizarre. Left of the pier.
Apparently that was the place to be.
God,
wrong
anyway,
side of the pier, everyone.
Wrong side of the pier. You woke up on the wrong side of the pier.
We really did.
With Fake It Till You Make It, though, I think, before you can even get there, if you're thinking about a seminar and you're thinking, shit, I'm not going, I don't want to go, then you're not thinking about Fake It Till You Make It, you're thinking about how doomed you are. Whereas if you're already changing the way you're thinking and you're trying to be productive and thinking, okay, how am I going to get around this? How am I going to figure this out? What's the most productive route for me today? And I know it includes my seminar. You'll think of something like Fake It Till You Make It. You'll think of, you know, rearranging your thoughts. But I think if before you get there, if you're already dooming yourself, you're committing to the doom,
you need to change that behavior.
You need to change the behavior and fake it. Yeah, and you fake it till you make it will be, you know, it's a distant, you know, it's in the horizons. You're like hallucinating, like
it's not.
It's a mirage. Yes, yeah, you literally can't get
from
there
the Incredibles.
Because you're not thinking about Fake It Till You Make It. You're thinking, I'm calling it sick.
Yeah, and I think there's a healthy balance of both. I think you can definitely fake it to make it and also be changing your beliefs at the same time.
Yeah.
But I am a firm believer that your beliefs need to change before your behaviour can feel genuine as well. Like, you can't fake it to make it in every scenario through your life.
Yeah.
You almost need to...
Well, sometimes your body just literally like, because it will be your throat, like, wavering, for example. You might, you know, be acting, you might be the queen of the seminar.
Oh, yeah.
But why do you sound like you're going to cry?
Literally.
Like, why are you shaking?
Why are you literally, your palms
why
are so
you sweating?
Yeah.
So, wait, sorry, you're sweating, by the way, big fat lens.
I would die.
Like, oh, fuck.
But that's the thing. It's like, okay, you can fake it till you make it, but at the end of the day, you're still faking it to make it. I want to make it.
Authentically.
Yeah. I want to make it and make it.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like, okay, so you do need to do that work.
You need to do the work every day. That's the difference.
This is the answer that I always... This is just why none of it's ever, like, satisfying. Because the answer is, like,
you're
do a load
work.
Of work.
It's not romantic. It's not cute.
It's like, sit down with a worksheet. I've got homework.
Just girly things.
Yeah,
it's, like,
honestly,
not nice.
It's not good because the answer isn't, oh, wait, I just have to, like, just literally fake it till you make it.
Well, here you go, magic wand.
Yeah, oh my god, you're everything you ever wanted.
Perfect.
It's like, no, actually, you've got to sit down with yourself and, like, have a big convo.
Exhausting.
Write something down.
You've got to overthink a bit. Is that the route to happiness, overthinking?
No, it's the killer of happiness.
The killer.
The destroyer. It's honestly a dementor. I think this is what... Can you think your way into happiness, do you think?
Well, that's the thing, isn't it? If it's all about perception, then if from your perspective you're super happy, then your actions, your behaviours, your reality to everybody else might be different. Mm. But if your thoughts are telling you that you're happy and that you're satisfied and that you're content, you'll be living that way.
How do you get those positive thoughts then? Because there's always that thing of, like, just think positive. And we did
positive vibes only.
Yeah, we did a post about this, about, like, toxic positivity of just, like, good vibes, people, like, no bad
vibes. Yeah, no bad vibes.
And it's like, wait, but how do you get no bad vibes?
Yeah.
Like, I'm like radiating bad vibes.
Yeah.
Like, how
but
do you
I think
get,
that
how
is a,
you
I think
that,
that is a part of life. I think sometimes you have to have
no,
bad
also,
vibes.
It's like almost like the bad vibes are good vibes in a way, because there is, like, growth in there. But when you're feeling pure bad vibes, just, like, negative thoughts about yourself,
I think,
stuff,
yeah,
how
I think
you
it's when
it?
You're getting self-destructive.
As I say, if you're obsessing over a sentence or a look or a moment, that's when I know it's not productive thought.
Yeah.
So, I think we can't really talk about overthinking in 2020, 21st century, without talking about social media and how that plays in.
Of course. Here it comes.
I was Googling around, as I do, and I Googled the most dumb, obvious thing ever. I said, does social media cause anxiety? Saw a load of articles, immediately clicked off, because it's like, fucking hell, of course we fucking know it does, moron.
Yeah.
And then I was thinking about how I read this ages and ages and ages ago, about how the more you post on social media, typically, the more unhappy you are.
God.
Which is miserable. And I don't think that plays into everything, like, with the rise of, like, influencing and stuff, I don't think that's actually true.
It's just something to think about.
But I think people that post on Facebook, that is true for.
Wow. Which, she's calling you out.
Because.
Facebookers.
And I don't almost mean, like, old people that use Facebook, because that is their premium. They, like, live for Facebook.
You're talking about, like, the youth.
I'm talking about people that... Twitter kind of comes into it too, potentially maybe Instagram, but it's kind of just that I'm having a great time, I'm constantly
status.
Updating you. It's like, yeah, okay,
what's your
makes
status
sense.
Well, I was thinking about this, and I was thinking, okay, overthinking podcast, what are my thoughts? And I thought about how back in the day, say, like, in the 40s, you and I know each other, and I see you, you know, now and then, and then I go home
in a little dress, got, like, curlers in my hair,
you're standing at the window, when will my husband return?
My husband's
from
off the war.
I've got bad news. Listen, I've got news about your husband. It's not looking good.
I get a message from a man knocked on my door with a little scroll of paper. Bad news about Gerald.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry to be the one to talk about this.
I couldn't believe the news when I got. Sorry, Gerald.
Yeah, R.I.P.
Yeah, rip.
Rip. But so I'm your friend in the 40s.
Yeah.
And I see you on Monday.
Mm.
And then I go home and I live my life and I've got my kids and I've got my dog and then I, you know, do my little job.
Mm.
And then I see you maybe next Friday and you fill me in on what's been going on in that like 2 weeks.
Gerald's dead.
It's not been good for you. And you know what? I had no idea.
Oh, actually, my husband died at war. How's it been for you? I've been with my dogs.
I've been with my dog, my kids, my little job. But that's the thing, that's a good example because I had no idea.
Yeah.
Right? Whereas today, you're on Facebook every bloody day.
I posted a bit
I know, by Thursday, Thursday morning, I've seen a big old post. I'm scrolling through, God, there's pictures.
Yeah.
Everyone's reacting, crying
faces. It's not even me, it's everyone else is coming around.
So sorry to hear about Gerald.
Yeah,
my inbox is flooded. Have you spoken to Persephone? No, I haven't. Why, what's going on? Gerald, I'm looking, his page is still up. You know, but now I know because I can keep up.
Yeah.
Whereas in the 40s.
I've like become a widow influencer.
Oh, right, you're capitalising on it.
Yeah, monetising his death.
You're being sent, like, black outfits. All black outfits.
Honestly, the funeral, I look good.
Oh, it's looking
I'm
good.
I'm looking good, yeah.
You've got, like, a little Snapchat filter designed,
Gerald's
funeral.
It's the place to be.
The location.
You're not invited because you rubbed it in at the time.
But that's the thing. I saw you on the Monday. I went home and I just turned off. I've done my socialising. I don't have to worry about how I look, you know, how you look, what anything's, you know, whatever's going on, who you're talking to, who you're seeing, what my kids are doing, blah, blah, blah. And I won't know until next Friday.
Yeah.
Whereas today, I'll see you, and then by next Friday, I'll have a general idea. You know, I'll get the gist of what you've been up to, because I've seen it, and I'll only have seen the best bits.
Oh, yeah. You're going to see me looking hot after Gerald's
meal. I'll either only see the glamour 100%. Or the drama.
Well,
and there's kind of no in-between.
There's no mundane.
There's no room for mundane on social media.
It's like madness.
Yeah.
Like, oh, this is me crying, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Or me looking stunning.
In sequins.
Literally in sequins. Literally
and
speaking sequins. Of sequins, I was just about to say this, it's kind of read my mind.
Mm.
Me and my friends were talking about New Year's Eve and how that is just the ultimate FOMO night. No matter if you're going to the biggest party, so me and my friends went to a party on New Year's Eve.
Yeah.
And we were talking about how we always just have more fun the smaller the night is.
Yeah.
And it's like, yeah, actually, it's more fun when you're just with those few people that you know. But if we were at the small thing, then we'd have been having FOMO for the big party.
The big thing.
But when we're at the big party, we're thinking,
I'd rather be at the small thing.
Well, we should just be with the people we actually like.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And also, I think New Year is so reflective of, like, have I had a good year? Have I had a shit year? Everyone else has had a good year. Why have I had a bad year? What can I do for next year? Oh my God, oh, I'm not doing that again. Oh my God, this was the year that that went wrong. This
Which is
the year
another
that that
reason
ended.
You should 100% buy 2020 Vision.
If you haven't already, and it's not too late, it's never too late to buy
We actually
books.
Don't mean to promo this, but I think it's honestly the best thing we've ever
it's
done.
It's a really good resource. It means no worries.
Honestly, Hakuna Matata lifestyle.
It really does.
Yeah. But yeah, New Year's is just kind of the ultimate
overthinking.
Reflective time.
Yeah.
And FOMO...
So elevated by social media.
Yeah, it is social media. And FOMO is actually just a style of overthinking.
Yeah, 100%. Because, and it is true. It's like, back in the day, I never would have had those worries. Because you don't consume... Your thoughts don't run like that.
Yeah.
We are now thinking more than ever, like statistically.
Yeah, I read once that it was like, the amount of thoughts you have in a day has like tripled. It's crazy.
Exactly, yeah. So it's, of course, we're overthinking.
Also, like, first thing in the morning, you immediately start scrolling.
Yeah.
That should be the time you're waking up. You've just been like dreaming. There's been all this shit going on. You've woken up and you're in two scrolls. You've gone past like, what, 10 people? That's 10 different things that you've now consumed.
Now you know what Kylie Jenner is doing and what that guy from school is
doing.
And
you better be sure that she looks amazing.
Yeah.
She's been living her best. The time you're sleeping, she's been at the Met Gala.
Yeah. So and you weren't invited.
You weren't invited. Oh, you watched How to Fuck with Cats, idiot.
Oh my God.
I can't even. I don't actually know why I brought it up because I can't talk about
it. No, I'm pissed off that you've done that. Guys, if you haven't seen Don't Fuck With That, genuinely don't watch it. Like, I feel sick. I don't want to talk about it.
It
genuinely made me ill, I think, because that was the day that I got ill.
Erin was just being ill for a week straight.
I was knocked out. Out like a light.
And it all started from How to Fuck With Cats.
No, it's Don't Fuck With Cats. It's not How To.
It's basically a guide on how to fuck with cats.
Tutorial.
That is hilarious, how to fuck with cats.
Well, should we start to wrap up by thinking about how can we stop overthinking?
Do you have any answers?
Let's just figure that out quickly.
It's like, right, okay, let's get some brains, let's workshop this. How do we stop overthinking?
Meditate on that for a while.
Fuck.
I almost think, first of all, I think it's a step-by-step thing. First of all, identify if it's productive. If it is, you can keep thinking, it's fine. Mm. You've got a whole pass on that. That's all right, we'll let you off.
Yeah.
Second, part two is it's not productive. You can either A, take the route of nip it in the bud and just cut it. Just cut the shit. Stop thinking. You're going to interrupt that thought and just stop it. Replace it with something nice. Just leave it there. B is, what do you think?
Well, I've just come up with the answer, and that's a short amount of time you're speaking. You may have seen me reaching for my phone.
I did, yeah.
The panicked expression.
Yeah.
So.
She's only gone and done it.
I've honestly only gone and done it.
Overthinking cancelled.
Yeah, done it, okay. So.
Completed it, mate.
I have an app.
Oh.
It's called.
It's called Notes.
It's called Notes. You may have seen it. No, it's called something about like thought diary, something like that. And it has a thing called a section that says cognitive distortions. And this is a part where you...
I'm sold.
Yeah, honestly. So it tells you your different thinking styles that are like unhelpful. And I think this is how you know whether you're overthinking. This is not how to solve overthinking, but it's how to identify overthinking.
Okay. And from there, we can work with it.
So here are the thinking styles. Mm-hmm. All or nothing thinking. Ooh. So you're thinking 100% that is true or 100% that's not true. Overgeneralization. So this is all, every aspect of me is this.
Mm-hmm.
Filtering out the positive, jumping to conclusions, mind reading.
Ooh.
So they thought that about me. There's no evidence to suggest that. Fortune telling. So you're predicting
this is gonna
the future.
Go like that, yeah.
Magnification of the negative,
mm-hmm.
minimization of the positive, everyone's favorite, catastrophizing.
Mm-hmm.
Emotional reasoning, which is when you create reasoning for your beliefs. Should, must statements. So I should have done this. I must have, do this.
Yeah.
Labeling, like I am ugly.
I am big fat lenses.
I am big fat lenses. Self-blaming,
mm-hmm.
and other blaming. Blaming other Ooh. People for your actions. So those are some unhelpful thinking styles. I think when you identify, it's like, oh, I was catastrophizing that. Oh, I was... minimizing the positive.
Mm-hmm.
I was all or nothing.
Well,
thinking.
It is that thing
it
of
helps.
Like when you know your hooks, when you know exactly what's going on, it's not scary.
Yeah.
It's like in the middle of a horror film, you turn the lights on, it's like, oh, I'm actually not bothered anymore. It's like a really badly like CGI'd like monster. Like
yeah.
not a big deal.
It's
like
that.
When you put the lights on, like when you read the book, when you understand it,
yeah.
it's not scary anymore. You know.
Yeah,
how,
we spoke
you can identify
about that
it.
In
yeah.
our Halloween episode, just about horror movies. We were talking about horror movies, and we were saying that it's about the context of where you watch them
100%.
That makes things scary. It's almost with scary thoughts.
Mm.
It's the context of like almost how you're feeling is how much weight
well,
you put
yeah,
on the
if
content.
I, yeah, if I have one of those, if I'm going to wake up and be fragile and with either gust of wind, I'm going to have a great day or a bad day, depending on my perception.
And your tightrope is thin.
And my tightrope is thin. If I wake up and straight away, 7:30 in the morning, I ring you up and say, right, give me your perception on this and I get the reality.
Oh, I cannot be trusted for the reality. That's the, you come to the wrong person.
I'll be sent on my way and I'll ring someone else.
Yeah.
If you immediately, before you've had the chance to go through the minimizing the positive and overanalyzing the negative and all of this
yeah,
and the emotional and the blaming and the other blaming, etc.
Yeah.
Before you've done all that thinking, when you feel that coming on, maybe interrupt it with somebody else, someone
yeah.
that you trust with the reality.
Yeah.
Because I always... feel better when I've just like let the weight off onto somebody else, just drag somebody else down with me. That
it's so true
better.
And I'm gonna throw another quote out
mm-hmm.
given to me by my year 3 and 4 teacher Mrs. Whitney, who
That's
I loved cool. She used to say a problem shared is a problem halved.
Oh,
everyone knows
so
the
stunning.
saying, everyone knows it, but I always think of it as like
so
it
true.
Really is though.
Yeah, it's almost that easy.
It's like oh
I was dealing with that all by myself and then I spoke to
it's
someone
like,
else and realized it was nothing.
It's like
Oops.
Oh wait, did I literally get told this in year 3 and I'm only just working this out.
Fuck.
Dumbo.
Oh, Miss Whitney.
Mrs. Whitney.
We have done you wrong.
She nailed it. But it's just that
she
thing,
really did.
This is why I think talking is so important in communication, because it's like actually letting shit
well, yeah,
out.
It's different. The difference between overthinking and over-talking is one of them
oh,
is helpful.
Yeah, literally. Talk it out.
That's just it.
And I do think that's why I'm a big advocate for writing as well. That's why my notes is
just venting.
My notes is just a great place to be.
Yeah.
But it's also like if you have no one to actually talk to at that
come to
specific
us.
moment, don't come to me, go to Erin. I don't actually can't do it. But it's like, okay, so we're on the tube. I can't exactly ring my friend and go, fuck, here's what's happened, blah, blah, blah. It's like, I'm on my way to something.
Yeah, you're in a quick scenario.
Yeah, it's like, I can't really do that right now. So it's like, just write it all down. And then when you start writing it, it's kind of like, this person looked at me and I thought they looked at my shoe, which
it's looks almost a bit, like ridicule what? It a bit. Honestly, it's like, put the scary movie in the funny scenario where you're with your friends and you're just laughing at it.
Yeah.
Like the other day, it was actually a while ago, I was driving and I was like, God, don't cry, don't cry. And then I was changing the radio, like, right, put a song on, and Sean Paul came on and I was still crying.
What is Sean Paul? Is that beautiful girl?
No,
that's Sean Kingston.
I mean, you guys know Sean Paul.
I don't know him.
And I laughed at myself, this is pathetic. You can't cry with Sean Paul. It's going back to an old reference, it's take yourself to an ice cream shop. It's like, yes. You cannot be sad in a bit of a ridiculous environment.
Honestly, it's that.
You know what it is? Ridiculous.
Yes.
It's like, Snape, you're my the grandmother's
clothes. Yeah, exactly, yes. Yeah. Oh, it's so that.
It's like, make it a bit ridiculous. Like, make a bit of a joke out of it. Obviously, like, your feelings are valid. But just, if you can laugh at yourself, that's kind of half the problem gone.
And I think we also, all of us, don't realise how, like, lightly we should be holding ourselves. It's like, we take ourselves so seriously.
Yeah.
Someone saying, oh, your lenses are thick or whatever, and your glasses.
Yeah.
Which they're not.
You're like, I'm not sleeping tonight.
You're like snapping the glasses. I knew you were stupid. But I think we take ourselves so seriously. That isn't reflective anyway.
Because you're the protagonist of your own life. Yes. It's like you spend more time with yourself than anybody.
What's
That's
that
why
bit
you
in
hate
the holiday?
Yourself.
What is that bit in Holiday when...
I don't know.
Have you seen The Holiday?
Yeah.
When that old man is like to Kate Winslet, he's like...
That old man,
his name's Arthur.
Yeah.
And I really love him. And he says to her, you're the protagonist, you're the leading lady of your own life, but you're acting like the best friend.
Yeah.
It's not really relevant, but it's a great line.
Yeah, yeah, it is. Yeah.
And she's like, I should be the leading lady of
yeah,
my
it's
goddamn
like, why
life.
Are you acting like you're literally the villain?
Yeah, it's like, why?
It's like, listen, this is the best you've got, so either we're going to work with it or you're just going to cut it here.
I was thinking that today. It's like, this is the best
I've got to work. This is what I have to work
so
with.
So I might as well...
give it my best shot.
Just like, I'm not throwing away my shot. I'm not throwing away.
Honestly.
Yeah. It's like,
and here I am every morning. Am I going to throw away my shot? No, I can't. But I really want to. No, don't do it. Oh, but I really want to throw away my shot.
It's like, but I kind of don't like my hair today.
Exactly.
It's
like, I've got big fat lenses. Get fucking rid of them. It's not a big
don't
deal.
Get rid of
or
them.
Just keep them. Who cares?
Rock the lenses.
Yeah, rock the
lenses. Why just the lenses? The frames are as big as the lenses. The lenses fit in the frame.
But that's the thing, it didn't. My right eyesight is really bad, the lens is really thick. It sticks out the frame, I wish I had them show you.
I've noticed that Jeremy Corbyn actually has big fat lenses. Listen, one of his lenses is really thick.
Not everyone has been born with the gift of sight. Honestly, no, a gift.
Perfect 2020 vision is what I've
honestly.
Got. Right, and on that note...
Yeah, I'm done. I'm donezo.
We're done. We're
I've
done
got
and
nothing left.
Yeah, I think that... Hopefully that's been helpful. Yeah. Hopefully it's been a laugh.
Yeah, put some Sean Paul on. Get yourself some ice cream.
Or beautiful girls. The world's most niche reference. I hope this has been really fun. We've got many more topics coming this season.
Yeah.
We're loving the new look. We're loving the new vibe.
Yeah, we hope you are too. And send us any ideas that you have, because, you know, we've got some plans, but we're always down to, you know, you guys are smarter than us, so...
They're not. I won't have it. I won't be having that. You're very smart. And send us some stuff. So see you later.
Thanks so much for listening.
Thank you so much, guys. And leave a rating on Apple, because they love ratings.
And follow us on Spotify, etc., wherever you're listening. Okay, thanks so much.
Bye.
See ya.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.